kill shot.
Yeah.
You know how.
It's worth it. It's worth it. We're in the groove now.
May God forgive us. Slow, right?
Dress adore, oh holy hell, black dress and bells, oh holy war, the show you adore, will exterminate the horde, will exterminate the horde. Chaos is your friend, just round the bend, every Friday 2 p.m. 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 Every Friday 2 p.m.
Thanks for tuning in.
The song will begin. Another episode again. And then everything will end.
Friday 2 p.m. Every Friday 2 p.m.
Oh, folks, thanks for tuning in to the ApocalyCast, bringing you the end of the world from Radio Free Brooklyn, from a studio in Brooklyn, New York. All the fear, famine, pestilence, and repugnance that you voted for coming straight into your ears. Oh, worship with us. Find your deliverance from the ApocalyCast and submit to a wrathful, angry Jesus. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, can I get an amen? The ApocalyCast is our redemption. Oh, everyone. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, holy war.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, buddy.
Oh, sweet motherfucking Jesus.
Oh, what a bloody hallelujah.
Oh, what a shitty hallelujah that was.
Oh.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
On Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, bloody hallelujah. Oh,
donate to us on patreon.org. That is where you send your big old Bitcoin. Baby, show it to me. How big is your Bitcoin?
Oh, it's so big.
Show us your virgin's blood. Take down the monetary policy economy. Just, like, give it to us raw.
That Bitcoin just keeps growing.
Well, and shrinking and growing. If you were fucking a Bitcoin, man, you would be having all kinds of problems. Except every once in a while, you'd be like, woohoo!
Every once in a while, you'd hear that cha-ching sound.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey,
baby, level up, baby.
My Bitcoin just keeps growing.
Guys, I think that was okay. That was like an 8 out of 10.
That was like a 6.5 out of 10. But I still say take it.
Well, maybe we should just do it again then.
No. I mean, for us. I'm saying for us. Not compared to the rest of this regular jackass.
That would have been like the Beatles' best song.
Yeah, that would have been like A- for the Beatles.
Also, as Johnny B-Roll so eloquently pointed out, the Beatles were a bunch of fucking losers. Let's be real, you know? Because, like, they didn't have to live in end times. They were like, oh, no war, peace.
Oh my god, nobody knows acid.
Yeah, fucking in Liverpool, England, the only thing they had to worry
about
was like the Cold War.
Let's be English and go to India for spirituality and pretend that that's okay.
Yeah,
let's pretend that's okay.
Which Britain basically had nothing to do with.
There are things within ourselves which are worth exploring. What a bunch of dipshits.
Yeah.
Fuck the Beatles. You guys are listening to the ApocalyCast. My name is Patrick Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. My investigative journalism meant that I had to go on TV to educate the world last week. To educate them like a beacon through impenetrable darkness. So I am the co-host of the ApocalyCast. My name is Patrick. My co-host, Sarah Steele.
I am a brain fucker. I am a sex worker, but I exclusively work in brains and intellectual property.
She'll fuck your brain, but that's it.
Yeah, no, please don't crawl into bed with me. Please don't, like, awkwardly, like, grab my wrists while we're dancing and not let me go. Just, like, generally be like, oh, yeah, you got brains? Can I eat some of your brains? Yeah, and just, I'll be like, you want that shit sautéed or you want it stewed?
She's like, yeah, you can exactly. Fuck that one head hole, the one that's directly into the brain.
Yeah, no, I literally drilled it just for people like you.
You can't please. Just go like up me, to someone no. like Sarah.
I spent a lot of money on that. Don't try to get in through any of my other holes, all right? I opened this big hole right for you.
Cool.
You can't just go up to somebody like Sarah and ask her to like fuck your brain. She's not working. You don't, you know? She's
yeah, I'm
like
off trying the clock. To fucking
yeah, if I got the headphones in.
I still have my gun, but I'm off the clock. Anyways, my co-host Sarah. Yeah. My other co-host, Andrew.
Yes, hello.
He's usually here for the ride, but today his hair seems to be shorter, so I don't know if he's still here for the ride.
I am now a heathen.
Oh, he's now a lawyer.
I am.
Since you cut your hair, you're now a lawyer. Cool. All right.
A shorn sheep.
This is Jad Ali Slayman, my co-host.
Yes.
Can you lean into the mic? That's how you know it's the real Jad, and not some one of many imposters.
Hear my voice from afar.
No, it's barely audible. Lean into it, you fucking animal.
I want to know who first broached this. Introduce yourself, Javier.
My name is Johnny Biro. Accept no substitutions.
Introduce yourself, guy.
I'm a co-host of the Apococast.
This is Peter. Also, we have a guest, a very, very, very special guest.
Yeah, yeah. And hi, it's Peter Solar. Yeah. Also hosting a show. I'm ready for
another a comrade, a Radio Free Brooklyn comrade.
I'm so good that I use two mics, so.
It adds richness.
Here's what I want to know.
Double tracked it like Jimmy Page, you know?
Can you guys please set the scene when you decided to betray me? Did someone first make a joke and then you laughed it off? And then someone else was like, but what if we did betray?
Oh, that'd be like some Lando Calrissian level shit, man.
Yeah.
How did it come up when you guys decided to betray me?
I don't think we ever did.
When we betrayed you?
I think we believed in you more than you believed in yourself.
When you decided to betray me.
Never did.
Yeah, well, no, there was that time when Jad moved away and then we were just like, no, we're going to stay in the USA.
Yeah, that's true.
We conspired behind his back.
You guys absolutely betrayed me.
No, we didn't. We just kept you in the show.
There comes a time. Someone,
can you lean it? No one will hear you.
Someone. I can't hear myself, actually. So
that's weird. That you can't hear yourself because you're not leaning into the mic.
I can't hear any of you.
Can you? This is really not going very well, but that's okay.
Which one of you first decided to betray me?
It was me, Jad.
How did you like pitch it?
I just wanted.
How did you pitch it?
Well, he's gonna suffer otherwise. Because like, listen.
So you were like, okay. Set the scene. What was in the room when you all decided to betray me?
It was just an empty room. You know, like the way that like all evil decisions are made.
Were you nervous?
Like a shitty
about
bureaucratic
it?
Room.
I
was like, they're gonna crucify Jad, but they'll do it by draining his ball fluid.
We were just nervous we would come too quickly.
And we were all jerking each other off. That's the other thing.
Hey, Jad, but,
who was? You know, like they say, like. It's not so much the leader, but it's the first follower. So maybe Pat broached
it's like the he who smelt like, it dealt it.
Yeah.
Let's betray Jad. Who was the first one among you who was like,
okay,
Pat, honestly, Pat, I don't think any of us give enough
right,
of
fine,
a fuck
fine,
to betray
fine.
You.
I got a story to tell.
In the field betraying me, one of you joins him so that he's not alone and it becomes a conspiracy. Who was the first follower?
Well, I think we just decided to rob.
What kind of plants are in this field?
Listen, I was walking down DeKalb Avenue and... a couple of Rothschild agents approached me, and they were like,
"How much did they offer you?
What?
How much did they offer you?
Just blood,
more than you can imagine, Jad Slayman.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
I mean,
it was great.
And
they were like, "Yo, we need to fuck over Jad Ali Slayman.
They don't let Arabs see the
by any
the
means
Rothschild
necessary.
Gold,
by any means necessary. What's your price, man? What will you do?" And I told him my
would you let
price.
Foreigners fuck your wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, George Soros was right there to just. Immediately fucked his wife. That was like how they sealed contracts. You don't know this?
I thought that was the entire way that history was conducted.
Yep, it's just like, all right, now you need to buy 20 sheep, you know? Anyway, speaking of cuckolding...
That's how the Postal Service actually operates. Under
guys,
the Cuckold Act.
Under the Cuckold Act.
2004.
Yeah. So, this is the...
This is kind of like, we're being honest, this is sort of like why Trump won. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of brings us to our first topic here, which is the cuckoldry. If anything, she needs, like, our first topic on the Apocalypse tonight is the Cuckoldry and Primal Scenes Act of 2018, which is legislation that is designed to protect families and children, especially.
So when you decided to betray me, JBR, what was the image in your head?
We're not talking about that anymore.
Did you see like a bleeding Bible? Did you see your own grave?
Chad, we're not talking about that anymore.
Listen, Chad,
we're talking about all that.
No, we're talking about the Cuckold Act.
Chad, right, when you dig up the past, all you get is dirty.
We're talking about the Cuckold Act of 2004, which was debated, and there was one lone senator, a brave man, named Mr. Roll. We have a little bit of Mr. Roll goes to Washington.
Yeah.
So we have a little. Okay. There was a debate between.
I can explain
between Roll and Senator. What was it? Senator Hellmouth.
Oh, the guy who.
Richard Hellmouth, who's right here sitting by the keyboard, and Senator James Roll.
That's me.
James Birmingham Roll.
Except in substitutions. So,
ladies and gentlemen of the floor, we will be debating the Cuckolding Act of 2004, through which it would be mandated that a parade of fauna shall come through and fuck each of your wives individually. Be ye American citizens. Who is in favor?
Mr. President, I'm in favor. I'm in favor. I'm against it. I'm against it. I mean, it's important to keep your story straight, Mr. President.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, rehearsal.
Especially when you're a politician.
Mr. Rule, clarify your position.
Well, I'm against.
By the way, the position of the foreigner upon your wife is a full spread eagle upside down with his cock in her mouth and her ass at the same time. I know. I didn't know your wife was that flexible, but apparently she's been going to yoga classes. I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, hi, Nancy Pelosi. What's up?
Yeah, can we please read?
I'm assuming that Miss Pelosi, are you in favor of the Cuckolding Act?
I can only say that America is a great country full of great foreigners, and they should only be allowed to fuck every single hole that they all believe in, because that is the American dream. Am I right? Can I get an amen?
The problem is, objection, Mr. President. Listen, when I was growing up in the post-war era, if an immigrant came and fucked your wife, that was no good. You can't have that.
I remember the post-war.
No.
Senator Hellmouth.
No.
Senator Roll, your objection is noted. Senator Hellmouth, your reply.
Look, I'm just a simple senator who would never betray Jad, who would never go against him, who would never be sneaky and mean and tell lies. And I'm against whatever Senator Roll is for. And I'm for whatever he's against. And I served in the post-wars. So you can bring up post-war this and post-war that, but he wasn't there.
What if Roll was against fucking Jad in the ass? I'm just saying. You just opened yourself wide open right now.
Senator Hellmouth.
Miss Pelosi, I think you've raised a very good point.
No, Senator Hellmouth.
Absolutely not. This is your punishment.
I am very...
No. Look at what you're missing out on.
Senator Hellmouth. Hey, Senator Hellmouth.
Absolutely not.
How dare you?
How dare you circumvent my sanction?
You are in favor of the Cuckolding Act, are you not?
Fucking scab.
Yes, you are, right?
Am I?
Yes.
Yes.
Explain your position.
Wait, is it anti-cuck or pro-cuck?
Pro, of course. This is why Trump won. We're explaining why Trump won. Go.
Look, if immigrants can't fuck my wife, they're going to spend all their time gathering raw materials and building weird robots.
That's a
Where does that lead to? Let them fuck our wives.
That's a very good point. Senator Hellmouth, do you believe that it should be mandated into the law that immigrants must fuck our wives?
Yes.
I agree with you. Miss Pelosi, what is your position?
Well, I don't have a wife, but I would certainly like to see the immigrant robots have sex with the various married women in our society. I cannot imagine that it wouldn't.
That would be very good.
Entirely untapped economic sector to create videos of such things and put them on display in Silicon Valley.
Oh. You're always looking out. Oh, Miss Pelosi, you're always looking out for your base. I appreciate that. Senator Peter, where do you stand on the Cuckolding Act?
I always appreciate a good cucking, so...
Right, well.
Especially when it's done by foreigners.
Does anyone...
Foreign cucking is the greatest
yes.
cucking.
Does anyone disagree that Lord Soros's decree must be passed down, that a parade of foreigners must come through and fuck your wife while you and your children watch? Does any man here disagree?
I object! Mr. President, I object!
Senator Roll.
Well...
Explain your position.
Well, the first thing I need to bring up is that Mr. Soros is in fact himself a cuck, a globalist cuck.
And a foreigner.
So I think there's a major conflict of interest here. In addition to that, Mr. President, listen, if we're all letting foreigners come in and fuck our wives, how are we going to know we're American? How are we going to know anything anymore? Strong. I'm all for strong families and for tall boys and everything like that. How are we gonna get drunk?
Boy Scouts.
How are we
America.
Gonna get drunk if all of these
Senator Helmuth, you'd reply.
You know, it seems to me that there was like how do you differentiate time? Like there was an Apocalypse before, the rest of the Apocalypse betrayed Jad, and then there's an Apocalypse after, and that's how like I delineate all my thinking. Like a fast face right now.
It's ruining the bit.
From the time that you didn't show up to practice and then we wrote a song the bit. Without
you. Mr. President, I
it was really cruel. Yes, it was like
I encourage
more
you
cruel
to overrule. Overrule the gentleman. The gentleman is out of line.
Beer.
No.
You want a beer, Jad?
Yes.
That's why I've been doing this.
You're here to debate the cuckolding act. Now, please.
I'm for it. Wait, how is
you're in favor of it. Now, please, are you in favor of it?
Look, ever since I didn't betray Jad in the post-wars, ever since I stood by him and did everything I could...
Are you sure you didn't betray Jad?
I'm absolutely
Are you telling
sure.
me that Jad did not betray himself? Because that's hard to believe.
Look, these immigrants, they're fucking the wives Americans don't want to fuck.
That is a very good point, Senator Helmuth.
And we wouldn't have an economy without them. So, the true cuckolding is... The cuckolding of our economic potential by not letting immigrants fuck our wives who need to be fucked so because they're modern women and they have to go to work.
And
Senator Pelosi, where stand you?
I definitely need to get fucked by foreigners before I can go to work. That there's just no other way.
Okay. And well, Senator Rule, your dissenting opinion.
Mr. President, I'm
Is this funny, Senator Rule? Is this funny to you? Just gonna laugh about it?
Mr. President, I'm not even against foreigners fucking my wife. It just can't be mandated. I mean, listen, I gotta fuck my wife, okay? We all have to fuck our wives. Why do immigrants need to do it? We gotta take care of ourselves. What about the people that are already here who have wives and families? Everyone's gotta get fucked.
What about all the hard-working Americans with no wives to fuck? I mean, that should be your argument.
They should just get frustrated and join, like, vaguely, like, ratio-fascist, like, cults.
Can I switch sides? What about all these hard-working Americans who would never betray Jad? Who have no wives to fuck. They're just gonna be jacking off in the street, loyal to Jad the whole time, never, ever hurting his feelings or betraying him in any way. But they're just... How are they gonna get it out? Hard-working Americans with no wives to fuck because immigrants... are fucking their wives and other wives.
Wait, how can they have no wives to fuck and also immigrants are fucking their wives? That sounds like...
They're potential wives, Pelosi.
The cucky is just as important as the cucker. So they do benefit from this act as well.
Listen.
Your reply.
Listen, we're all Americans, okay? Every single one of us. And I love my country. And my wife loves her country too. What the fuck, man?
Husbands do not often enough fuck their wives, and therefore immigrants must fuck our wives to allow for our husbands to work hard in the economy.
Senator Solomon, I agree with you.
It can't just be a matter of happenstance. It can't just come down.
No, it has to be mandated by law.
It
has to be mandated in the Constitution.
You wouldn't let somebody drive their car without getting an emissions inspection, all right? Would you?
No.
Okay. 2018
All
America?
Of our wives will be inspected in front of us as we walk by foreigners with their penises. George Soros wants to know, so shall it be passed.
Objection, Senator. You know, I think that whether or not my wife gets fucked, that's not a matter of the state to adjudicate. That's between me and her. Not between me and her and a fucking Muslim.
Bring down the patriarchy. You don't get to decide when your wife is
all fucked. Those coal miners. I decree that all the coal miners and all the poor whites out in the Midwest shall be forced to sit and watch while a parade of Mexicans and French people fucks their wives in front of them. Oh, God, it'll be so fucking funny. I can't wait.
Also, as a senator for California, I have to say that there's a high probability that your wife will not be willing to tell you that she would rather get fucked by a foreigner, but she totally would.
Wouldn't we all?
You know, let's assume that women are like feeble little creatures like children and can't actually express themselves. We need to mandate into law that they need to get fucked.
Yes, they must all be fucked. A parade of foreigners must line up and fuck all of our wives.
I object. Jesus.
Senator Helmuth, what?
I object. You want JBR. That's all. You're
Senator
Roll. Mouthing.
Senator Roll, your reply.
Well, my reply is that you're all ganging up on me. Well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? You know what? There's a big, powerful man out there who agrees with me. And he was a game show host, okay? And he's big and rich and powerful. And he's not down with any of this, okay? And he's going to... we're going to put someone into power. And he's going to fucking break all these... stupid liberal rules.
Is it Drew Carey? Drew Carey?
What?
Is it Drew Carey?
No, it's not Drew Carey. Somebody better than Drew Carey.
If only.
Somebody better.
Bigger?
Senator Roll. Control yourself. You fool. Go back to all you dirt-sniffing, ugly pumpkins in the Midwest. Tell them to go piss in each other's mouths and then die for all we care. We liberal elites shall keep passing the Cuckolding Act until each one of your ugly, disgusting wives is fucked to death. By the repugnant horde.
The horde.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for you, people like me have taken control of a lot of congressional districts and the judges and the governorships and everybody else. So you're gonna have to deal with that shit.
A majority of Americans believe in cuckolding.
Yes, we all want our children to be forced to watch as foreigners fuck our wives.
Like, do you even read the Huffington Post?
Yeah, Jesus. Don't you read the New York Times? Haven't you read Newsweek? We're here.
No, I don't read any of that biased bullshit. All that stuff that's going to tell you who's going to fuck your wife. Oh, yeah, I fucked my wife.
Ahmed.
And I'm gonna assert that right.
Your wife
that God-given right as an
get
American.
By Ahmed from the Apococast.
That will never happen. Never.
A new Sanders Marcus poll. Describe 79% of Americans believe in cuckolding.
Yes,
you, sir, are a minority.
Americans, good working Americans, unlike you scum out in the fucking Midwest, believing in Christ and opposing cuckolding, opposing a fucking horde of foreigners being mandated by law to be forced to fuck your wife as your children watch.
Well, you know what? All my friends on 4chan, they all disagree with you. And we're going to form our own whole fucking army, like the we're gonna be called the Proud Not Cucks.
Almost like the army, a whole army.
Oh, listen to the little fool. Haha, there's no man that could ever rise to such a stature as to be able to oppose us who force you to watch as your wives are fucked by foreigners.
Also,
because of your Soros,
because of German.
Well, if you're all gonna be so rude, you're all so rude to me. And so now I'm gonna be especially rude to all of you.
Enjoy your poverty.
How rude can you be?
Enjoy wasting away as your jobs move to Mexico and Japan. Enjoy being subjected to the cruel yoke of Sharia and cultural Marxism. Fuck you. Fuck working class whites.
Do that double whammy.
May you
Sharia
burn.
And
may your children be converted to Islam. Cuckolding for all. For all.
So, like, the double whammy of like Sharia. Sharia. Well, it's.
No, it is not enough that we have cuckolding. We must also have Sharia to make all these fools and simpletons out in the Midwest pay. To make them pay for the sins that they've done to us. We're here, the good senators who represent the elites, who represent George Soros and the banks and the Rothschilds. I fucking love it so much. Oh, yeah, the professional motherfucking class. We represent them, and we piss on the working man. Fuck the working man. I hope that the working man dies slowly and painfully, and then I'll come in and steal his organs and his possessions and bamboozle his relatives and fuck him over, and I'll even rip off your children for your fucking grave. Ha ha! Fuck you! No man could ever reverse the tide of cuckoldry that we have imposed upon you simpleton fools!
America! America, do you see what's come upon us?
The American dream.
They're gonna ruin everything! They're gonna turn all of our sons into all of our young boys into girls! They're gonna send them all to Smith College! They're gonna make it so that anybody who they're gonna make it so that your wife can fuck anybody she wants instead of being your fucking property! Are you going to stand for this? This is an American
rule.
This isn't what you grew up with in the post-war era.
I remind you that the Senate bylines 5-12-17 require that any man pointing out the hypocrisy of this chamber shall be flayed and pissed on until dead.
Mr. President, this is political correctness. You can't silence me. Free speech.
Free speech, you say? Free speech you speak of?
That sounds like some
This
bullshit.
Is America.
I know it's not politically correct,
Did you know that they hang you?
God, it's right.
Did you know that in America they hang you if you use a racial expletive?
A racial expletive?
like
Rachel.
Why were Rachel's nipples so hard?
Yo, Rachel's be tripping.
In this country, they hang you for using a racial expletive.
Oh,
and that's the way that it should be.
You can't say anything anymore.
Did you know that your children will be beaten to death if you log on to InfoWars? Oh, wait, it didn't exist then. Yeah. They'll be beaten to death if you listen to InfoWars.
InfoWars has been around for a long time.
Fair enough. Any response? Anyone got something to add in favor of the Cuckolding Act?
I just have a procedural question. I have a procedural question.
Yes. Please, Senator Pita.
Is the Sharia amendment attached to the cuckolding bill, or is that a separate bill? Okay. Yeah.
Sharia and cuckolding. We ran good-hearted American Texans
but
with money.
But we're piloting in the laboratory of the states like a true federalist economy. We are doing it in the state of Texas. That's where Sharia is premiering.
The Sharia and cuckolding party.
Is there a way we can fuck over Pennsylvania, too?
Yes, I'd really like to fuck over Pennsylvania. Senator Peter.
Starbucks is doing their own job of that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Senator Peter, you're suggesting that we fuck over the working people of Pennsylvania is a very good one. I think that we'll never need to rely on those people for votes in the future. Fuck them, please. If you could send some of your goons down there to break their legs and piss on them, and then and especially send some people of different colors down there to marry their wives and start families with them so that they're interbred, that would be even better. Please. Please send that. Let's fuck the white out of Pennsylvania.
That's a really good way of actually fucking the patriarchy, though. I mean, like in terms of like the actual.
I agree with you, Senator Pelosi. I agree.
Could I add an
amendment? These fucking idiots. These nincompoops.
Could I add an amendment to endorse?
Senator Peter, please. You have the floor.
Could I add an amendment to another amendment to endorse white genocide?
Oh, please, yes, yes.
Particularly targeted.
The time for the white race to be exterminated has come. Yeah. I agree. Not us, but everyone else.
I'm sorry, Pelosi.
Also, can I add another amendment to this, please? I call the floor. I'd like to add an amendment that the population must be reduced to 500,000, so 7 billion must die. Senator Roll, your reply.
Well, I think this is a little crazy, man. I mean, like, what, you're going to let everybody, like, come fuck our wives, but then, like, there's going to be more pregnancies, and so you're going to kill even more babies? Like, so that you can reduce the population and introduce Sharia? I mean, what about the good old days, man? Like, what about all the good old days when I could use all the racial epithets I wanted? You know, and I could listen to Whitesnake without being called an asshole. You know?
And the best part...
Is Whitesnake problematic?
What?
Hey, the best part is...
What's problematic about Whitesnake?
Hey.
Well, you know, nothing unless you're a liberal. You know, what about the good old days when I...
Hey,
what about
the best part...
What about... You know, voting for Ronald Reagan and, you know, muscle cars and guitar-based drums. I mean, you know, what about all that? Why don't you guys want all that back? It could be so much better. You know, when I was growing up, it was J. Edgar Hoover and it was fucking Joe McCarthy. Well, why can't we have it all back, man?
As the good things?
Yeah!
No man will ever rise.
Come on!
No man will ever...
Nobody knew what J. Edgar Hoover was.
Barry Goldwater... All that cool shit, man.
No one will ever oppose us. The political correctness shall reign supreme across the land, and then the population shall be reduced, and we will pump fluoride into the fucking water
and
turn all of you gay.
And they cut out your tongues, and they cut off your dick,
because it's
and they stuff your pussy
interest.
Full of newspaper from the Washington Post so that nothing can ever get in. And again, you will be numb and dull and pasty. Like dull newsprint forever, every time you might be aroused.
Senator Pelosi, your haikus inspiring me a bloodthirst for the working man of America.
All these
Let us all unite to make these fucking animals pay.
All these liquid paper motherfuckers must pay.
Yeah. To each man a sword.
Some fucking 8.5 by 11 sheets of fuck shit motherfuckers.
Like,
every man,
every
white man with a beard and a hard hat, I want dead. Go get your torches and your fucking sword.
Print your shit double-sided.
The contact shall pass.
Shit double-sided, okay? You have information you want me to know, print it double-sided. I don't want to have, like, you're like 8.5 by 11 with like two goddamn words on it. Like, oh yeah, okay, sure. Take back the night. All right, that's great. But like,
Senator Roll.
Well, I mean, if you guys are so set on starting a race war, then I guess we have to start a race war too against all of you people of color and all their quote unquote allies and all their virtue signaling, just so they can score points and try to get feminist pussy.
Senator Pelosi, your response.
I don't give out pussy for that kind of stuff, but I generally do think that everyone should die. So, yeah, I'm for it.
Yep, vaccines. We're going to put vaccines in your babies. We're going to poke your little babies full of holes, and then they're going to get little pustules on their fucking skin because of the vaccines, and then they're going to be autistic, and they'll look like a bunch of fucking idiots in front of everyone.
And then we can make fun
like
of them.
We can make fun of them using our super secret PC coded dog whistle language. Look at all those dumb patriots.
Oh, I'm not really being racist. I'm actually being PC, but, like, really, I can be like, oh, they're just, like, intellectually challenged people.
Yeah,
a person with intellectual challengement.
Oh, look at all the children that we've infected with our fucking vaccines.
And
look at their dim-witted minds. We're not stupid.
We just got all poked full of holes and our anti-racism. You know, like, we're just, like, deliberately going around, basically nerfing, like, all of the good ones. And, like, hey, you know what? We're just gonna, like, make you less by, like, indoctrinating you with our super secret ideological vaccination ideology. And then we're just gonna sit behind the corner like the Wizard of Oz the entire fucking time. You all seen the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, when he's
the
just jacking off behind that curtain, watching all those autistic kids run around and bump into each other because of the vaccinations. Senator Peter, what do you say?
Whoa. You know, after all is said and done, we've done a lot of damage. And just to rub some salt into open wounds, we're also all Jews, too. So. Go fuck
and nudes,
I think you
and
might
nudes.
Be the only one.
You might be the only Jew.
Yeah. Technically.
Ah, fun.
But
that's okay. But please, hey, listen, if you want to rub it in their faces and their stupid faces that you're Jewish, well, you're welcome to it. This is the Senate, my friend. Anything that we can bring down working class white people is in our interest. You
know I will.
Anything to humiliate them or make them feel as though they've been wronged, I would really appreciate that. So please, if we can, also some of this radioactive waste that we've been dumping, we need to dump that shit in Pennsylvania because I don't think those people hate us enough.
I will say that Americans must know that vaccines, the main ingredient in that is George Soros's cum.
From his ass. He comes out of his ass.
Do you want George Soros's ass cum in your children's face?
It's 80% 80% cum, 20% autism. Like, just to be clear,
100% ass cum.
Senator Peter, what were you going to say?
What do you have to say for yourself?
What say you on the cuckolding act?
You do not have a moment.
And on that scene.
I'm pretty sure I've made my opinion on the cuckolding act very clear. The last
all
like,
in
five
favor.
Times you asked me.
Oh, yes. We must do a roll call.
All in favor of adding an additional amendment.
Honestly, the special procedural rules apply. In order to agree for this act, you have to actually orgasm on the floor of the Senate. So all you in favor say,
One last amendment. One last amendment.
Sir.
That all those who oppose the Cuckolding Act shall be flayed and pissed on until dead. Senator Roll, it looks as though you are to be killed, and that your ideas shall never be successful.
Mr. President, we must
find his wife.
If the Senator Roll votes nay, then we must put a drainage pipe beneath him so that we can collect his pee and send it to the Apocalcast. It is necessary to sustain their movement.
Just keep bullshitting, Phil.
Well, as you all know, I am opposed to the Cuckolding Act, but you are all fooled because we are voting in an election year, and I swear to God, the American people will not stand for this. They will not stand to have their wives fucked by a bunch of immigrants, by a bunch of Mexicans, by a bunch of French people. What the fuck, man?
If they think they can't be fucked by rich people, if your wife wants to be fucked by rich people, that is privilege, sir. She must be fucked by immigrants. The male populations of Southeast Asia are growing. They need people to fuck, and American women must. American wives must do their part in sustaining and having stability in the global economic and political atmosphere.
The only way to stop this onslaught of political correctness and cuckoldry and fluoride in the water and autism and George Soros and everything is to take control of all three branches of government and appoint activist judges and start throwing people in jail and destroy the republic. That's what we have to do. We have to destroy everything. And by God, we will. We will have our revenge on all of you! On all of you cucks!
But for feminism, right? Because you don't want your wife to have to get mandated to have sex by law. That just seems...
That is absolutely feminist, Miss Pelosi! Mrs. Pelosi. I have no idea if you're married or not. I assume you may be.
But see, there you go again, wasting your time.
My mother was married, and my mother's mother was married, and my mother's mother's mother was married, but nobody knows where any of the genetic material came from.
George Soros, I say.
I would say that's probably accurate, based on the best...
Also, Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
that means you're definitely Mexican. So, we still have a couple of minutes for debate.
Is up, down, or is down, up? Debate. Amongst yourselves.
I guess this is how a filibuster works.
Down is up, or up is down. Which one is true?
I swear to God, we're going to upend this whole fucking thing. We, the minority, will upend this whole fucking republic. And if it means that we can have our way, we'll throw all of you under the bus. Okay, we're going to end all your fucking lives. We're going to fucking make sure... We're going to make sure the patriarchy lasts for a fucking 1,000 years. It's all going to stand. It's all going to stand. Okay? Nothing's going to change.
That proves my point, sir.
Nothing ever.
The patriarchy is always short-sighted. The next 1,000 years. Shame. Shame, sir.
Senator Roll! Your words are not acceptable in this chamber! You shall be cut!
We've one bit the entire show. That's insane.
May I add another amendment to end this bit within the next minute?
Yes, Senator Peter, please. Add your amendment.
Yes, my amendment is to end this bit in the next few minutes.
We had other bits. We did have other bits.
Wait, well, then we have to kill him quickly.
Very well.
Mr. Roll definitely has only one
Mr.
small
Roll.
Bit.
We had a bit about Liam Neeson.
You better kill yourself. Yeah, we're going to... Mr. Roll?
Yes?
You should probably just kill yourself before we torture you to death.
Oh, no.
But not in a way that would lead to any kind of wrong...
Oh, and...
All right.
Anything but...
Senator Pelosi, shoot him in the dick and then let him go.
I think I will not...
It'll be like a reckless manslaughter. It'll
ready?
Be like a hit and run. All right, all right.
Senator Pelosi, shoot this man in the dick.
I'm shooting him with a organic rutabaga.
In a gun.
Oh! Ow! Ow!
It was a potato really cannon.
That really hurt everyone. Oh, I feel the pain.
Now leave.
I feel the pain. It hurts so much. I will never forget this. I will never forget this betrayal. I will be back. I will get my revenge on all of you. Oh, down the escalator I go. Down the escalator, and so begins my revenge.
It was very melodic, actually.
Let that sad man limp away with his shattered penis.
I forget my revenge.
Oh, Senator Rule, you put up a good fight, but we are going to legislate the cuckolding of all your wives.
I'll be back.
Wait, in America, maybe. He had multiple wives? Where is this? Utah?
Yeah. Oh, yep, this is America.
I will be back very in well. The next well, election
hey guys.
Year.
You been watching anything good in the cinema lately?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched a guy jerk off outside of the cinema.
Well, there was also This American Life episode that I really liked.
Is that a thing that we can even talk about existing?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
All right, let me ask.
Oh, there's all these shirtless guys on YouTube. That's
are they jerking off into a corner, into a pizza box?
That sounds like you're on the internet to me.
For like 7 months, yeah. And then they post it on Reddit? Because that's pretty nasty.
What?
This week.
It's when you throw something.
Guys, This American Life.
When you jerk off into a pizza box, it matters.
Hey. Yeah. That was cool. That was very cool. I'm not going to lie. That was extremely extra. Something, dear listeners, something very cool happened. And you can go on our Facebook. We'll post about it. That was really cool.
It's called teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work, everybody.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Nope, never mind. Karmically.
This.
Anyways,
a bloody hallelujah.
Guys, this week,
this was the crucifixion.
This week on This American Life, go.
7 years ago.
No, guys, shut the fuck up. Johnny Beale, This American Life, remember?
What happened?
Barack Obama.
We're talking about the kidnapping.
This American Life. This week. It was announced that that Liam Neeson has been kidnapped.
By Jack Bauer.
But Liam Neeson has been kidnapped by Mexicans.
No, by French people.
By French people?
Mm-hmm. Jacques Bauer. Okay.
That will be talked about
the other day. 24. Okay.
Yeah, Liam Neeson has been kidnapped by French people. He was riding a train. He thought like, well, you know, I mean, I'm outside America, but it can't be that unsafe. And, you know, he's just like sleeping.
So we here.
You never let your guard down for a second, man.
This is Jad Abu Murad, and I'm. Who's the other guy from? I'm the other guy from This American
Steve
Life. Yeah, Steve.
From, Steve. You're talking, no, you're talking about Radiolab.
Okay, whatever. And we're gonna call an expert, Jonathan Roll, an expert on kidnapping.
Hello. This is Jonathan.
John.
What happened?
Do you know anybody that can, like, deal with a kidnapping?
Who is this?
This is Pat from This American Life. I'm just... we're doing a live episode, and we have to...
And we
need to... This is from This American Life, and we need to,
we have a lot of dead
solve the kidnapping of...
We have a lot of dead relatives. Does that make sense?
Jeez, man, it's Thursday night. I was about to go to bed. You got a fucking kidnapping on your hands?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Now, why are you talking about Thursday night? It's fucking Friday at 2 p.m.
Friday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, man, I'm already drunk.
On Friday on 420, by the way. Can you get ready. Man?
I'm fucking trapped.
I'm trying to make a phone call here.
You have like an hour and 20 minutes less. More. You have a more than hour and 20 minutes.
Guys, I'm trying to
get your shit ready.
You guys, I am fucking trapped.
If you do not
and you
know
are coming
how
to
roll
me with
a blunt right now. You
hey, how'd you get
learn.
On this phone call?
You need
is it
to
a conference call? What's the
how
deal?
To do it.
Okay, so basically, here's the situation. I'm fucking trashed, and you guys are coming to me on 420 with a fucking kidnapping.
Listen,
I mean,
dude, we're trying
really,
to record our podcast, and Liam Neeson has just been kidnapped, and we thought it would be a cool
time.
Our
Nielsen ratings are very
high,
though.
And Liam Neeson has been taken by the French. Who knew that that would happen, right? It didn't seem like it was coming.
Wow, this is really
the
harsh
French
in my
mouth. The French did not seem like they were coming. Have you ever met a French?
That's, huh.
Yeah. They're not exactly sneaky.
All right, well, very well. Let's... Anyways, we got some audio that's been dispatched from of the kidnappers talking to Liam Neeson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play it.
I'm a Hollywood actor. Why have you taken me? Why have you curtailed my attempts to make a movie? Hey, man. Do you know how your daughter was taken by Albanian gangsters? And then your daughter was taken by fucking Russian gangsters? And then your daughter was taken by Arabs? That sucks, man. But I'll bet you never thought that French people would take Chewy, man. Why have you done this to me? I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, I know, man. It's funny. It's so funny, man. Oh, we take the friend, we take the famous actor, and we're friends. We kidnap him. Oh, I'll bet no one saw that coming, eh? I'll bet you don't know anyone with a specific set of skills that can get you out of this one, motherfucker. Oh, it's so funny. Ha ha. So you see what we're dealing with. That audio is pretty disturbing, eh?
Yeah, sounds pretty bad, man.
So listen, I mean, can you please help NPR solve this shit?
Okay, cranky. Fine. So you got a guy kidnapped, presumably on a train, presumably in France.
Yeah, but
so that kind of narrows it down.
But listen, man, we have suspicion. Well, we have actually, you know
what?
Trains
in France.
We have another bit of audio from it.
Ay.
Hey, lads, boys, load the train onto the plane. And then we can fly the plane with the train inside of it. It's gonna be so fucking great. No one will suspect it. All right. Wow, that is some pretty disturbing audio. Jesus, yeah. Fuck. So now we're looking for a plane. So it's just fucking Leslie Nielsen is on a fucking... Leslie Nielsen. Liam Nielsen is on a fucking... is on a train.
Okay, so you got Liam Nielsen on a train on a plane, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
They took the train that he was on. And he was curtailed, man.
He was totally curtailed.
He's curtailed.
Oh, wait,
curtailed.
There's some more audio coming in. Jesus Christ! I've been curtailed! Oh, God, that confirms our worst fears. Fuck.
That's exactly what
we're
like.
All right. We can only rely on your expertise here.
All right, so you got Liam Neeson curtailed on a train, on a plane with French guys. That's the deal.
Who have, like, all bad right. Mexican accents.
All right, so, well, okay, I gotta say this right off the bat. I'm a freelancer, okay? I'm gonna be, like, sending you an invoice. I'm gonna quote you once we get into it, and then, you know,
listen,
you send
we just
me
need to take that treasure of Hollywood royalty back, all right?
Yeah, man, but I got ground rules, all right? I'm a freelancer.
I want to see Taken 6.
Okay, fine, we'll just get into it.
All right, so
we gotta look for all the airports around the world, and we gotta figure out which of those planes is coming in like really hot because it's
gotta
fucking
a man at every airport.
Yeah, really a man at every airport.
Really hot.
And whichever plane is coming in like really, really, really fucking heavy, maybe that's the
really
one.
Really low
with the
and
train
really hot. You know that's trouble, your groin.
Oh, that's good. That's good advice, John. People would have to be an airport that could land a plane that would have a fucking train up in its belly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God. All right, this is why we pay you the big bucks, my friend.
Yeah, man. And probably the one that they're going to land at is in, like, fucking Yugoslavia, because that's the country no one cares about.
Hey, it's a country that's made out of little cars, though.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Malaysia seems like a good option
as
well.
Yeah, okay, so Yugoslavia and Malaysia, the list is short is what I mean. Okay, so we got to get up into one of them air traffic control towers and get some binoculars at the fucking dollar store. And you just, like, watch the planes. Easy fucking peasy.
All right. Oh,
and,
the peasy is the best
part
of that.
And then you gotta get a gun to confront these guys, because presumably they got guns. All right. Do you know any air traffic control people in Yugoslavia, Malaysia?
No, but I could probably figure it out pretty quickly.
Okay. So basically, like, but then you got the train inside the plane.
Right.
Right? So
and then Liam,
like,
Nielsen. It's like Russian dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like Liam Nielsen.
She's running down the street, like, all naked with her tits flapping.
Russian dolls?
Yeah, that's the innermost Russian doll. You know what I mean? Inside is Liam Neeson with his tits flapping out.
Oh.
Outside, you got the train, you got the plane, you got the guys, you got the guns. You got to get in there. All right. So once you get to Yugoslavia, you got to go into the tower. You got to pay off the air traffic control guys. They're
by
probably
jacking them off.
Yeah, jacking them off and probably
with
40 US ahead.
With your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Listen,
40? I feel like 25 will get you where you need to go.
Yeah, but you got a budget for 40. So, you know. Yeah. Okay. So you get up, you get in the tower,
he's
jerk them off with your mouth. And then
you know, you got to learn how to like speak their language, and then they'll kind of let you do anything you want.
Also, and then pretty soon you'll be controlling planes. Good thought.
Exactly. Exactly. You get them all lined up.
You're like Stephen Hawking. You're like Stephen Hawking.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
You can control the planes with your fucking mouth.
And then you like grab onto the little like Nintendo.
It's like a little straw.
There's a little like Nintendo controller.
An extra layer of abstraction. How do you control the officials?
People never confronted the fact that Stephen Hawking was not a hawk. And that it was a little
bit
of a.
But he was a fucking eagle.
And then he never hunted hawk either. So it wasn't either. It was a deceptive name.
Listen.
That man was American.
Pat, do you want to get Liam Neeson back or no?
Yeah, Liam Neeson. We got to get Liam Neeson back.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Stephen Hawking can't help us. He was the person we would have turned to, but he's dead.
Right. Okay.
So he just never
good question for you, Pat. How many guns do you got?
Also dead. He drank himself.
How many guns you got, man?
How many shuns?
How many
shuns
have I have zero guns, but
my
family has a lot of them. What?
Okay, you got zero guns and you got a train inside a plane. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wait. You saying I don't have guns?
I have to go borrow my dad's guns.
I got righty and lefty here. What?
Oh.
Well,
for the record.
All right. So we got
is pushing up his world of wrestling.
All right. Now Pat, for this
one, who are we going to rely on?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to rely on Andrew. We can always rely on Andrew.
What's his last name again?
Andrew J. Schellenberger.
Always with a plan. All right, so we gotta go rescue Liam Neeson.
It's a secret weapon, man. All right, listen,
lethal
Pat.
Fucking weapon.
Listen, this is all I can tell you. I mean, you know, if you're gonna retain my services, that's gonna cost you extra. But for this consultation, I gotta send you a bill. All right.
All right. Fine. We'll have to deal with it.
I'll retain your services.
Yeah. Retained. And then the next movie will be called Retained.
And curtailed.
Yeah. Retained and curtailed.
Not returned.
The Liam Neeson, Patrick Hillsman story.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just roll the movie back to the beginning and then he's not kidnapped. That's how it works.
And that's the epic conclusion to curtailed is with an invoice.
The curtail.
Guys,
going to a Blockbuster.
With my curtail between my legs.
I got
curtailment was literally having to declare bankruptcy over a legitimate insurance bill for a Xanax prescription. That would be very funny, though.
Okay, you guys, I have a newsflash for everybody.
We have to rescue Liam Neeson.
Really?
Because, that man.
He didn't have a choice.
Is in the sky in a train. Afraid and alone.
And a communist dictatorship or in an anarchist republic? Who knows?
And there are 20 Frenchmen up there that look the same, that are all just masturbating and flying the plane.
And they're Muslim. They're all Muslim.
Yep. Yeah. Converts, the worst kind. And they're just like jacking each other off and praying to ISIS, but also supporting Marine Le Pen.
It's actually a UFO. And, it's circular. So they can get the proper angle to jerk each other
off. What's the French terminology for horseshoe theory?
Because you know what's interesting? That if you do bad things while facing in one direction your entire life...
You're still Christian?
No. But if you then turn yourself to make sure that you face a different direction, it's like it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, come on, let's be real. Like, I'm gonna disregard angles for like a fucking simplistic, petty religious concept like fucking... Like morality? No, like angles are above morality. Bullshit. I didn't have morality class when I was a little kid. My mom wasn't like, learn your morality, you know, except
Mine
for at
either.
Church.
I don't want to bring illegal substances into this, but I'm always at 420 degrees.
Ooh, that was a pun about drugs.
That would not be an effective temperature in Fahrenheit or Celsius.
All of your weed would burn up.
I'm not talking about temperature.
You guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Are you burning books? Are you trying to destroy knowledge right now?
Yes. Also, we might as well have a public service announcement, right? Was there any new business, anything that we have to forget? Because if there's anything else that we have to add, I have something to say.
Okay. Well, there is something that actually concerns all
My
of us.
Pussy.
Okay, please.
This is guys. This is pretty serious.
I'm the only woman right now.
That's true, actually.
Well,
respect.
Okay, it still concerns
but barely,
you.
Barely.
Michael Cohen, as you know, is getting like fucked in the ass by the cops right now.
Yeah.
And they have, through sexual coercion, forced him to reveal his fourth client.
and it's us.
Yeah, guys.
Guys.
Oh my Christ. Wait, yeah. What?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know we were on the waiting list. We made it into Michael Cohen.
Well, I didn't know we were Michael Cohen's clients either.
Yeah,
I mean, which one of you fucking contacted him? Which one of you fucking like had an affair with a prostitute and needed to cover it up with hush money?
Are you kidding
me? I think we all know.
Oh yeah? Well, not me. Not me. I think it was fucking Jad.
You assumed that it was just one of us at one time.
I think
time
it was Jad.
Not all of us at the same time. That's amazing.
I think it was definitely Jad Ali Slayman. Who fucking
that
had
does
a,
sound like something
a affair
he would
with
do.
A prostitute and then got
sex worker,
Cohen
please.
To,
oh,
to cover
actually,
it up.
Viewers will know I'm the prettiest person in this room, like by a long shot.
He's just imagining getting
he's
his.
Fucking
I don't know. I think it's me, honestly. No. I'm gonna be yes.
What did
sure.
you
with
do?
Your
Pat?
Weird body
definitely.
And your proportions.
Nah,
how
I'm
crooked
still,
you are as a body.
It doesn't matter. I still go for it. I'm still gonna go for the. I'm gonna go for the wild card. I'm still gonna go with the me. You know.
Yeah. You contacted Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
You fucked all of us, man. Now we're all implicated.
He didn't fuck all of us. He fucked a prostitute and then fucked all of us.
You guys have been listening definitely. To the Apostlecast. Listen, that's it. We don't really have much else for you.
We do, but just not tonight.
Not well, no, not even
not this
really. I mean, who knows if we'll even make it that far, right? Like, I don't know.
I'm, as Barbara Bush said as she passed, I'm not afraid of death. The Apostlecast... makes me not fear death.
It's true.
Death comes to all of us.
Yes. And all those old hymns that you
life
remembered as a child. What?
Is it almost over?
Is it over?
No, it's not
almost
over.
Who's going to admit?
We've got like 25.
Who's going to come clean? The betraying Jed. Who's going to come clean? Was it you, JBR?
Not I.
I mean, I know Sarah was the instrument of my betrayal, but was she the brains behind it? Was it you, Pat?
We know it was me.
Was it sweet Peter?
Fuck, man.
Peter, what? Did you decide to betray me? What happened when you decided to betray me?
I didn't betray anyone.
Hey. Schellenberger? When you betrayed me, what was going through your head when you first betrayed me? When you were like, I'm going to go against everything.
Honestly, I looked at your face and I knew that I could. It's not hard.
It wasn't
even
the horn
in your eyes.
We here at the Apostlecast prepare to scuttle all more evidence of the crimes that
you
have done.
You let it happen.
Guys,
okay?
It's time to sink the ship. Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't even there.
Do you hear that sound in the darkness?
When did you decide to betray? What was going on in your life? You were like, this is the right move. I'm gonna betray Jad.
Oh, Jesus.
Guys. Were you on the toilet when it happened?
Oh, Jesus. It's the squid alarm.
Oh God, no.
Oh, no!
No!
Oh no!
Oh God! Not
the
again!
Squid alarm!
Not again!
It's Moby's cuckin' dick!
Oh, Moby's cuckin' dick! Moby's dick! Once again! Oh, I.
JBR, did you protest at all when they decided to betray me?
Whether the squid be mortal or immortal, I'd curse the sun if it insulted me.
Did you say anything when the rest of them said, let's betray Jad? Were you like, yes?
I was like, come over to my house and let's write a song.
Oh, God, guys.
Oh, God.
This is a bit of
the
hall.
In hell. I
can hear
the
hell.
Pat,
oh,
pass.
Not
PA. Again.
Oh, God, the water's running in.
How long must we
rest to the squid?
There is only death.
Fuck me again.
There is no hope.
Oh, God.
There is no hope. There is no hope.
Come on.
You guys have been listening to the Apostlecast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please donate money at patreon.com.